At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmadbhatti, a fourth-generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. I'm delighted to welcome Nicole Frankie to the Homeopathy Health Show today, who is joining me all the way from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Nicole, it's great to have you on the Homeopathy Health Show today, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Atiq, for having me on your very well-esteemed podcast.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Remember, it's all about you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
We're going to have a delightful conversation. Now, actually contacted Nicole through social media, such as the power of social media. I mean, sometimes it's just incredible as far as connecting with people around the world. And the reason I approached Nicole actually was because of her interest in health in general and healing, which includes, of course, homeopathy, health and wellness, fitness, nutrition, and also, interestingly enough, she does social media management and is a content creator. So I hope I'll actually learn something here today as well, as far as content creation is concerned. But Nicole, how are things going with you, and how have you been?
So far, so good, I think. I've just recently came back from India for my clinical training. So basically, I was in India for 6 months to learn about homeopathy under the hospital ML Diwali.
Oh, fascinating. And what made you let me start from the beginning here, actually. What made you sort of look towards homeopathy? What was that interest? What was that turning moment in your life where you thought, oh, I'd like to know a bit more about this? Or did you know about it from growing up?
Okay, to be honest with you, I think homeopathy never crossed my mind, actually. It was by an error. So interestingly, while I was growing up and in high school, I was very focused much on becoming a nutritionist. So I was looking towards taking courses regarding nutrition and dietetics. So I was pretty set on going to Germany to study. However, the one day I was in my library in my high school, I was flipping through, believe it or not, I was flipping through local uni magazines, and I stumbled upon this advertisement from a local university in KL having this homeopathy program. So that kind of triggered my interest into learning what homeopathy is really about. So when I got more when I got to learn more about it, actually it covered what I initially wanted to be as a person, which is treatment as like a holistic treatment, you know, not just basically focus on one health aspect, but rather like physically, mentally, as emotionally, as well as spiritually. So homeopathy in that way really spoke to me, and that's why I decided to take up homeopathy.
You know, I tell you something very interesting, which is that homeopathy, like you've said, very eloquently put, you know, it's that holistic approach, and it takes mind, body, and spirit, well, mind, body, and soul. And it provides this healing. But there's always this, almost when somebody asks you, what do you do? And you reply, you know, I do homeopathy. And it's like, well, what's that? Is it herbal medicine? You know, is it Ayurvedic medicine? And, you know, that's always interesting, isn't it? Because I'm still amazed how many, I'm still amazed how many people aren't aware of homeopathy. And there's so much information also out there anyhow on what homeopathy is. But how do you go about explaining what homeopathy is when somebody asks you?
Like what you said, it's very true. When someone approached me and asked me what I do, and when I tell them that it's homeopathy, and they'll give me this very blank face, and they'll prompt to ask me, so basically, is it like traditional Chinese medicine? What is it? Is it Ayurvedic? I'm just like, nope, it's none of the above. Basically, it's like an art by itself. And basically what I tell them is that it treats you as a whole. It does not leave you in separate entities. That's how I explain it to people.
Interesting. Another way possibly, what do you think could be, you know, I am a holistic healer utilizing homeopathy. And homeopathy is based on, and you know, that's also another way, isn't it? I mean, there's different takes on it. I don't even know why I'm having that conversation with you, actually. But hey, interesting anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And we are going to talk about mangoes to all the listeners. And you're going to wonder why, what has that got to do with homeopathy? But it's actually got nothing to do with homeopathy. I 100% agree with you. But hey, it's nice to talk about mangoes. But anyway, let's go back to homeopathy. So tell me, Nicole, once that interest arose, you know, where did you, how did you progress? How did you move that forward, that interest?
So basically, when I first started out learning about homeopathy in my first and second year of bachelor's, I was kind of lost because, you know, as someone that didn't have the exposure to what homeopathy is beforehand, it's basically like walking in the wilderness, you know, you basically don't know where to start, because homeopathy is such a broad aspect in terms of the traditional and complementary medicine. And basically what I did to kind of wrap my head around what homeopathy was to read more about it, in my, be it in my school library, or basically ask my professors, what should I do? Where do I start? How do I equip myself better so that I can, you know, share my knowledge with other people of what homeopathy is about? And after started reading books like Homeopathy Psychology by Philip Bailey, Principles and Homeopathy by M.L. Duale, it basically just opened my eyes to just see homeopathy is such a beautiful treatment, like a holistic treatment for people to learn about.
It's, you know, the philosophy side of homeopathy is so deep. And, you know, it's, I tell you what makes me wonder a lot nowadays is that people are, sometimes people say, oh, well, we don't know what that is. And, but when they actually get into reading, let's say, an introduction, and then they know a bit more, and then they find out about the certain books, and you think, I mean, if you just look at the philosophy of homeopathic philosophy by James Tyler Kent, for example, it's so deep, isn't it? And you wonder, you know, this is a system that's over 200 years old now, But my God, is there substance there? You know, is there, it's so tangible and it's so philosophical as well as so practical at the same time. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, and you can apply those principles and practices into your daily life as well. So that's one thing about homeopathy. It's not like a dead subject or like a dead thing, but rather it's life. You know, it gives life to you, and it also heals you internally as you read more books based on homeopathy.
You know, one thing I've sort of experienced, and I'm sure you will have experienced this too, is that when you're going to prescribe a remedy for a patient, certainly, you know, there's this inner zeal that sort of comes to life, you know that, and it's really a beautiful vibration where you're so, I would dare I say, almost happy to be able to help somebody. But in a humble way, I don't mean happy as in, but just, you know, it's just a very, it's a very emotional moment, to be perfectly honest with you, because you've got something that can really change somebody's life, you know, and that in itself is just amazing. And you know that inner zeal that comes to life, isn't it, with homeopathy?
That's
And all
true.
the practitioners of homeopathy have it, of course, every one of them. And it's so nice to experience that, isn't it? It's a part of healing as well, because the vibrations, obviously, others can pick up the vibrations. Just like it's just like
So
saying when
true.
you go into a when you go into certain environments, you can, they say you can cut the air with a knife, isn't it? You know, to cut the
Yes.
tension, sorry, not the air,
Yeah, cut the
my
tension.
apologies, cut the tension with a knife, right? So what's that all
Yeah.
about? I mean, you can't physically see tension, right?
Yeah, but you
What's
can
that
feel it.
phenomena? But you can feel it,
Feel it,
right?
yeah.
So, I mean, I'm explaining this for the purposes of the listeners, actually, that, you know, that's the same type, but in a very, very positive way that you would feel that zeal that springs up from the heart, isn't it, when you're prescribing something to someone?
And you can see that after once you have treated your patient with homeopathy, you can see their progress along the ways. And they're even so happy that, you know, if conditions that they weren't able to treat, like chronic conditions they weren't able to treat, but with homeopathy, they can get treated beautifully. And it's really a joy to see patients come in like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole, you have actually completed recently the clinical training in Maharashtra in India. And
Yeah.
just before the podcast, you were talking about the fact you just returned. So
Mm-hmm.
what was that like? And was that training linked to the current school that you're doing homeopathy in? Do they have like a link where you can go and do clinical practice or clinical training, should I say, observations in India?
Yeah, so that's exactly true, I think. So basically, my university has a MOU signed with this hospital called ML Dwale Trust Hospital. And basically, at the end of our bachelor's degree, we are supposed to do a 6-month clinical training in India. So basically, I was based in Palghar, India. And it's a really, I would say, amazing. Amazing opportunity to be able to go there and learn firsthand, observe, and I tell you, the experience is priceless, honestly. It's amazing.
This is a hospital, isn't it? It's actually called the Dr. M. L. Dwale Memorial Homeopathic Institute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
And
a
that's,
hospital.
it's a working hospital, isn't it? A homeopathic hospital.
Yes, so they do integration as well with allopathic medicines as well as homeopathy. But the main idea of that hospital is just to prescribe homeopathy.
So, you know, I had this conversation with somebody recently, and we were talking about the fact that in the West and other places around the world, you can see patients, and it's whatever amount it is during the week, you know, maybe 10, 15, 20, even 30, 40. But in India, you've got practitioners You laugh. I mean, you know what I'm going to say, right? I mean, you can't put a figure on there, right? It's like hundreds.
No, it's constant flow of patients, I think. It's like back-to-back patients, you know, there's so many interesting cases, even textbook cases that, you know, you read in a textbook but never really existed in modern cities. But once you go over there, it's like whatever, you know, like Addison's disease, leprosy, even cerebral palsy, they all get treated by homeopathy. And the wonderful thing is that they actually are able to treat those diseases and patient walks out fine, you
It's
know.
amazing, you know. I tell
Amazing.
you, I've seen that, and it's just I've seen how many patients can walk in, and like you said, it's a constant flow, but. Isn't that just the best training in the world? I mean, seriously, if you want to learn homeopathy, go to India,
Yeah,
and just spend a
highly
week there, and you
recommend.
probably end up seeing like 500, 600 people, right?
Yes, in like you won't even reach the hundreds, you reach the thousands.
Yeah. I mean, that's real
Yeah.
training, isn't it?
It is. It will definitely boost your confidence as a homeopath, as like a early, you know, as an early homeopath. It definitely boosts your confidence.
Were you quite taken aback when you actually went on day one? You must have
I
thought,
actually
wow,
was.
this is too much.
It is actually. I well kind of took like a short nap in between. I couldn't handle the number of patients, so like it was so tiring for me, so I decided to take a short nap in between
Brilliant.
patients.
Where's the doctor,
Yeah.
eh?
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
But what type of conditions were you sort of exposed to? I mean, is there, could you? Is it one condition which sticks out more, or is it just a complete variety of everything and anything that that comes through the door? As far as diseases are concerned, I mean.
Okay, so with my experience today, it's basically a variety of diseases that you can find. But most common ones are because as I was doing my clinical training over there, we were posted in different departments. So the department that I was in was the rheumatology department, the
Right.
pediatric department, dermatology, general. Yeah, I think that's oh, they even have a dialysis center over there. Yeah, and so the ones that really stick out to me the most was I still remember it was from the pediatric department. There is this child, this female child, which she was around, I think, 7 or 8 years old. So she came into casualty and she had cerebral palsy. Like, just, I think her right side was like slightly drooping. And we were trying to get the totality of symptoms just based off what she was having, and we couldn't entirely get the full totality, so we just based it on acute. And believe it or not, her face was entirely the fa her face was fine when she came back a week after. Just she was normal. You wouldn't expect her to have cerebral palsy in the beginning. And for me, that was the first time that I was lost for words because I didn't know that it could reach that extent. Because in, you know, modern society, we think that, oh, cerebral palsy, like that's it. You know, you're forever on long-term medication. But this was a totally different ball game, you know, like she just came in fine. She was smiling, she was running around like a normal kid, you know, and it's so beautiful. Like I will re forever remember that case for me.
That's
Yeah.
really, that's actually a very emotional case. I was just
It
picturing that as you
is.
were saying, you know, that what possibly that expression would have been on the child, but it's fascinating, isn't it, that the knowledge that practitioners have with homeopathic remedies, and when that remedy is truly going to work, it's so we can, it is truly, it's curative, because if you have a condition and you don't, then what is that? That's a cure, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's not just palliation, or it's not just alleviated for a short time. And that's the power of healing. And but as you were saying that, I was thinking, if only the world knew. It's, we've got over what, 8 billion now, 8 billion.
Yeah, 8 billion in population.
So if only more people knew, because in that hospital they're treating thousands of patients, and probably out of those thousands are getting better, right? Literally.
Yeah.
If only everybody else realized the potential, because at the end of the day, healing is truly, it's never going to be about the financial aspect or anything like that. It's truly to help somebody, right? To help change their life, which is a great honor and a grace, right? To be able to do that, isn't it?
To bring the best out of your patient, and to just see them, fulfill life to the fullest.
Mm.
Yeah. And
so what else did you get up to in the hospital? What
besides
other stories
eating mangoes? Besides eating mangoes. Yeah,
we are going to get to mangoes. That's going to take up a lot of time in the show. But before we do that, my mouth is watering. You've got to stop talking about mangoes.
And we will continue the mango talk after.
we'll probably have a mango afterwards.
Probably. But yeah, just based on that case, I would like to continue from that case if that's fine. So basically, once this child was completely fine from the from her disease, after when she came back for a follow-up, she actually brought her mom and her little sister over as well to get screened so that they could get treated with homeopathy as well. So that was like a beautiful thing to see, that just by one person getting treated with homeopathy, it had a snowball effect on her family members as well. And like what you say, if the world could see how beautifully homeopathy treats a disease, it will be great. It will be awesome, honestly. And besides that, during my experience in the hospital, it was definitely a priceless experience, because I don't think I'll be able to get that kind of experience, the kind of knowledge that the doctors over there have. Oh my gosh, I swear, they're all like walking encyclopedias. It's like they just know diseases on top of their fingertips, and the knowledge they have in each disease, each case, it's incredible. And besides that, that's like the people over there are really friendly as well. They're not selfish to share what they are learning about, which I find that's really nice of them. Because first of all, when we went over there, it was like we had language barrier, because they didn't really know how to speak English as they mostly spoke in Hindi. So along the way, we were like picking up like little Hindi so that we could relate to the patients a bit more and try to ask them further regarding their diseases. And it went well so far.
Good.
Yeah. So in the hospital, we had the OPDs and IPDs. So basically, OPDs are outpatient departments, which is like the day-to-day patients. And IPDs, which is the inpatient department. So there we had to do ward duties, ICU duties, NICU duties, as well as if there's any like surgical cases, we could go in the OT as well to just observe what surgery was going on that day. Yeah.
It's but again, I go back to the fact that because of the sheer number of patients, that's why you can become very confident with diseases, because you have to be exposed to them again and again and again, right? And it's just like reading from a Materia Medica. Let's take, I don't know, Pulsatilla. You have to read it, 50, 60, 70, 80, even more times again and again. And only then you can remember the finer points, you know? So
Yeah.
it's the same when you treat patients with the exposure, isn't it? And that's a very,
Definitely.
that's really amazing in places like India and even Pakistan and other places where there's such a huge amount of openness about homeopathy, and it's part of the medical system anyway. It's only certain countries that can achieve that, because it has to be so open, isn't it? And so sort of the norm.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
So where are you now? Have you completed your degree now? Are you registered or qualified, or still a bit to go?
I still have one more semester to go, so I'll finish next year and I'm done for
Next
my
year.
bachelor's.
That's a long
Yeah.
semester.
It is. It's 6 months, 6 to 5 months for
Oh,
one
wow.
semester. Yeah.
Okay. And you'll qualify as, is it a doctor of homeopathy, or is it just a BSc in homeopathy, or?
We don't say, we don't have the doctor title in Malaysia, unfortunately. So we just go by just physicians.
Physician. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Really
It's a
nice.
nice ring to it too.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice indeed. And
Yeah.
what do you want to do sort of afterwards, once you qualify? Do you actually want to open up a practice and be a homeopath in Malaysia?
Yeah, that's definitely the goal, I think. It's just to open up my own clinic so that I can practice what I've studied and practice what I've learned throughout my years. And also try to gain as much experience as I can. If it's not opening my own clinic at the moment, I'll definitely work with other homeopaths. Yeah.
Is homeopathy quite well established in Malaysia?
It's not as well established, I would say. I prefer it that if, yeah, it's just not as well established as I would want it to be, because homeopathy is still a very, new area of treatment in Malaysia. Yeah.
But people, there are clinics there, right? I'm sure there are already homeopaths there, right?
Yeah, there are a number of homeopaths in Malaysia for sure. But, you know, the dream is to be like India, you know, where you have like hospitals like popping out in mushrooms where they'll just prescribe homeopathy. I mean, that's the goal.
Well, when you graduate next year, then, you know, it may be something that you can sort of be very vocal and productive about, because, and this takes me to the next sort of topic I wanted to talk to you about, is because of your social media and content creation skills, because nowadays so much can be achieved. And right at the beginning of the show, we said I was looking through one of the social media apps, and you popped up, and we got in touch, didn't we? And we connected, and here we are today.
Yeah.
So the power of social media is great. You know,
it is
so good, isn't it? When it comes to, I mean, I love using it for homeopathy, because it opens up so many different connections. And so, yeah, I mean, well, what do you think about sort of once you've graduated, perhaps that's something from the social media perspective, you know, as far as Malaysia is concerned and homeopathy is concerned, a lot can be achieved.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely to do an integrated approach in terms of bringing awareness to homeopathy, I could use my platform as a voice so that I can bring more awareness to homeopathy as well. And, you know, in this digital age, everything is just at the click of your fingertips, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so easy, isn't it?
It is. You don't have to send like pigeon letters to someone or like the snail mail anymore. It's just like by one button that says send, and you can just receive the letter within 24 hours.
It's funny how things work, isn't it? How progression is, because even email, I use email, everybody does, but even email now seems a bit redundant sometimes, doesn't it? You just want to send someone a quick message through whatever app you're using, and it's done, isn't it? And you got a response, you know?
Yeah, everything's instant nowadays.
Yeah, it's literally Insta, isn't it? Instant messages, you know?
Yeah.
Everything is so fast, it's amazing. Now, going to, actually, just before I ask you about social media and content creation, We spoke about homeopathy, but you also take a very keen interest generally in health and wellness, in fitness and nutrition. So how, again, is that just part and parcel of looking at homeopathy, or was that something that interested you alongside?
I think with that, from that aspect, it kind of came to me when I was really young. Like, I had a scenario that happened with a close family member of mine where health was the main issue, and the thing was, I get emotional for this, but so basically what drove me to be more interested in health, nutrition and fitness was because something happened to a close family member of mine where she had cancer. So that kind of also triggered the interest to kind of be more aware of what health is about, and as I said previously, it was like a more holistic approach towards life. And yeah, so that's basically how I got interested in that aspect. Yeah.
You know, sometimes these journeys are very hard, and we've all been through it because it's part of life, okay? We can't choose who's going to be unwell. It could, God forbid, it could be us tomorrow, right? It's just the way life is, isn't it? But when it comes to healing, you know, these experiences can be very, I think in nearly every single case, can be life-changing. And life-changing, what I mean by that is in the positive way, because it opens up someone who's experienced a friend or a dear one or a family member unwell, it opens them up to sort of thinking a bit more about, you know, well, look, there's got to be treatment, there's got to be a cure, or there's got to be this and there's got to be that. And you know, that's actually out of something which is quite, you know, emotionally challenging, positive things can come out, because at least it means the next person has hope and you can help somebody further.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if that didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be where I am today. And to take up homeopathy and talking to you now, you know, like everything happens for a reason. And I'm grateful for every opportunity and experiences that I had that lead me to where I am today.
You're absolutely right about everything happens for a reason. And I'm a firm believer in that as well. But it's just amazing sometimes, and sometimes you can't even share that experience because it's very hard to put it into words. Only somebody who's gone through it can, he or she, know themselves, you know, what they've been through, isn't it? It's difficult 100% to share it.
It is. I still do get emotional about it sometimes, but you know, if it helps other people along the journey, like, why not share it, you know, because they might have the same or similar experience as me, and they might not know how to go through it at the moment, but I went through it and I can share my experience as well. So I hope whoever hears this, you know, may get a little glimpse of hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a very, very, it's just made me, actually, you got me thinking now, because there's so many different types of experiences. And when I think back now as well, I just remember how they helped they've sort of molded me into sort of who I have become now as far as healing. And certainly that's the case with anybody in any type of healing, to be honest with you, not just homeopathy, any holistic type of healing it requires. And again, I've spoken about this many times, it requires a lot of humility and a lot of compassion, right? To be able to be on that wavelength, to want to help somebody. You know?
Yeah, 100%. That's true.
Now, tell me about content creation, because that's very different to homeopathy, of course. So how did you get into that? You have a lot of skills, you know? Let's see.
Yeah, so how did I actually get into content creation? That's actually a very good question that I never asked myself, actually. So basically, I just love posting up on social media and just trying to explore new ways of editing videos, editing images. And so happened it was just out of passion. Like, I just like doing it for fun. There was no pressure into like, you have to do this because it's like the current trend or like the in thing right now. But no, I wanted to share my story in my own way. And for me, an outlet of doing that was through content creating. And it just kind of helped me in situations where I wasn't able to use words, but I just used, images and videos of what I had during that time and just, piecing it all together and just showcasing a story, the way I know best, basically. And it was kind of like a stress reliever for me as well between studies, because studying homeopathy is not easy, So sometimes I do need like an outlet to release that stress, and that's how content creation kind of came into the picture.
What are the topics that you're sort of looking at for creation, for content or such?
So basically what I do most now, it's fitness, like workouts, skincare, beauty, those kind of areas, those kind of niches, I would say.
Nice. And you must you must find it's quite engaging, isn't it, with socials? They're all very current topics anyway. I suppose they've always been, beauty, of course, skincare, 100%. And fitness as well.
Yeah, and actually I did not expect anything in return initially, because it's just out of passion. Like, I wanted to do it, but eventually like people start DMing messaging me saying that, you posted this video and it's like it really helped me in my workouts, and I know what to do now. I wouldn't have to like make this mistake again, etc. And that kind of filled my passion to actually create more, because like as I said earlier, like, you don't know what other people are going through, and what you post out or like what you share about yourself might help the other person. So yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
I've always found that helpful videos like the ones that you're producing, which actually help people, which they can look upon to say, oh, I could try this because it'll improve my health, or it'll improve, my emotional health as well as mental health and physical health. That's so rewarding, because you believe it or not, even though it's social media, but hey, social media is not going anywhere. So it's a platform where people can actually, benefit from, and they can benefit a great deal from it, and well done to you, and for doing something so nice and so providing help to others, even if it's just one person, right? You make a difference to, because that person may then one day share that with somebody else, and it just goes, doesn't it, like a pyramid, I suppose,
Yeah, 100% true. Yeah. Yep, a little can go a long way.
Absolutely. So do you have time for any hobbies, or is except for eating mangoes? I mean, is it... Actually, let's talk about mangoes, shall we?
Okay. Yeah. I would love some mangoes right now.
For all those that are listening, I apologize in advance, but I love mangoes, and I haven't had one for about 4 years. So that's why I'm so interested. But
that's pretty long.
It's a long time, isn't it? Well, in the UK, we used to get mangoes from India and Pakistan, but certainly just since COVID, it's like the price has skyrocketed, and the price has rocketed. I can't believe we're talking about mango. It's the homeopathy health show, in case you've forgotten. This is not the fruit and veg show. Yeah, they've rocketed, and the mangoes have, I mean, the size is smaller than my thumb, you know, and I've got a small thumb, just in case someone's wondering what size is his thumb.
You know? Not the scale, but...
you know, so, yeah, it's... tell me more about mangoes then.
Oh my gosh, when... Before I actually went to India, everyone was praising about the mangoes and as well. And I was like, what's so great about Indian mangoes? You know, like I couldn't fathom like what was so great about it. So while we were in India, we actually came towards the end of winter, which was early March, and heading towards summer. So, and even the locals and the doctors over there, they were like, you have to try Indian mangoes. You cannot not try it. So we were like, okay, one day we were walking out in the market, like me and my batchmates, and we were like, okay, let's just buy a few mangoes and let's just try them. And once we had the first piece, it was like heaven in my mouth, basically. It's so sweet. Like, you wouldn't expect a mango to be so sweet. And every single mango is guaranteed its sweetness. There wasn't like any foul ones at all. And honestly, mango season is literally the best season in India. Like, whoever goes to India, just go to the mango season and you won't regret. Like, you know they'll make...
You know why I laugh? Because when somebody asks you what you did today, you say, I wasn't the homeopathy health show. And they said, oh, what was that about? And you say, mangoes.
Mangoes.
You know you're gonna get those looks. You're gonna think, oh, pardon? You
know? mangoes on a homeopathy podcast. But like, honestly, like the mangoes are like super sweet, and like they were making like mango smoothie, mango chutney, mango curry even. So it's like, yeah, it's amazing.
Nicole, tell me what have you got planned sort of over the next sort of next 12 months, I suppose. What are your plans and what do you want to achieve, and perhaps look at something new as well, as far as the study is concerned, or maybe just as we've discussed, you want to finish and complete your homeopathy degree and then go into practice. And
mm-hmm. As of now, I would just want to equip more knowledge solely based on homeopathy, because I definitely see, like, I view homeopathy as like an underdog, you know, where it carries such a beautiful message, like the philosophy of homeopathy, as well as an excellent mode of treatment, you know, and to just equip more knowledge based on that, and to just gain courage to prescribe to more patients, as well as just trying to, you know, live my life as a student before getting into the workforce, you know.
Yeah,
because from what I'm fortunate enough, like I'm blessed enough to know that I have really great teachers surrounding me to guide me, you know. If I ever made a mistake, they're there to, you know, teach me the right ways and correct my mistakes. So I'm still blessed enough to be able to make mistakes before going into the workforce, you know, because I don't think the workforce is very gentle on you, especially in treating patients. So I do really want to hone that skill. And, you know, as a like a side hobby or like any like something to just release my stress, I'll definitely still do content creation on the side, because that's still what I'm passionate about, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
sounds like a very very productive, proactive plan. But I would tell you one thing, I would share one thing with you, is that you mentioned the workforce, but homeopathy is very much a service to humanity. Mm-hmm. So you're really going to enjoy these next few years, you know, as you establish yourself, and you're going to, I think you're going to absolutely love being able to help people. And I think you're going to be an exceptional homeopath, you know, and looking forward
Thank
to
you.
That, actually. In fact, maybe once you have graduated, it would be lovely for you to come back and we can talk about, you know, what you've started. Hopefully by then you'll have started a practice and we can talk a lot more about that, you know.
Yeah, that would be great to see, like, how I progress throughout the years.
It'd be nice.
Yeah,
it'd be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have time for hobbies?
At the moment, I do have hobbies. I mean, fitness is one of it. Like, I go to the gym, basically. So I do consider that as, like, my hobby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's a good outlet for me as well. If it's not content creating, it's going out to the gym or going hiking, going to the beach, just basically being the outdoors. That's my go-to.
And are you in urban or suburban Malaysia, or are you on the outskirts? Or
I'm actually in a suburban area. Suburban area. And the funny thing is that I'm actually not originally from Kuala Lumpur.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually from a small island called Borneo. And in Borneo, there's this city called Kuching, Sarawak.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where I'm actually from. And the nature over there, it's beautiful. So that's why I do enjoy hiking and going to the beach when I'm back in my hometown.
Oh, so you do go back to Borneo then?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wonderful.
Occasionally.
Is it far from where you are, or is it just...
It's about an hour's plane ride. Yeah.
That's not too bad, is it? Mm-hmm. So by the time you go up, you have to come back down again, isn't it? That's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember I went to Dublin, which is in Ireland. Several times I've been, and it's really just, it's just unusual because the flight is so short. It's about 50 minutes. Or 1 hour, maybe, maximum, let's say. But, you know, by the time the aircraft goes up, it's like you get 5 minutes and they say, right, we're getting ready to land. You think, well, I haven't gone. We just got up, you know. And, but it's nice. I like
time flies.
Like literally.
Yeah, literally.
Time flies. Yeah.
Time flies.
Just take some mangoes with you. You'll be fine.
For sure. I'll try to smuggle stuff in if it's allowed.
It's, you know, it's been really wonderful, you know, laughs as well as all the good things that you're doing to have you on the show. And it's been great. And I hope that you will come back and we can talk some more. And I wish you the best in graduating and may you become an exemplary homeopath. You know, I think what you're doing is very commendable. Congratulations, of course. And really much look forward to your success, you know, and making a difference to people's lives.
Yes, thank you so much, Atik, for your words of wisdom and kindness. And it's really an honor for me to be on this podcast to talk about what I love doing as well. And I hope this message reach out to people, you know, that's on a similar journey as me. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nicole. And I will talk to you very, very soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Atik. Bye.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @liketreatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.